With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The White House Budget Office says mass firings of federal workers have begun.
It's part of an effort to exert more pressure on Democrat lawmakers to vote in favor of a bill that would end the government shutdown. The director of the Office of Management and Budget said on X, the layoffs are also aimed at reducing the size of federal government. A spokesperson for the Budget Office on Friday described the reductions as substantial, but at the time offered no more immediate details. Bob Agner reporting.
The blame game continues on Capitol Hill. Democrats point to the chaos that's taking place under Republican control of the White House, Senate, and House. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says Senate Republicans have already done their jobs in trying to end the shutdown.
Eight times now, they have voted to get the government open and get troops paid and federal civilian workers paid. Democrats have dug their heels in and said no, 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 over and over. They're the ones blocking the checks, not Republicans. All these questions should be directed to them and not to us. That is how this works.
A massive explosion destroyed a munitions plant in Tennessee, and authorities say 19 people are still missing and feared dead. The blast, which was felt for miles, took place about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. President Trump is escalating his tariff war with China, and he said he's placing an additional 100% tax on Chinese imports starting November 1st or sooner. Today's tariff threats fan fears of steep recession and financial market chaos. On Wall Street, stocks suffered their worst one-day losses in several months. MIT's president says she cannot support a White House proposed that ask MIT and eight other universities to adopt President Trump's political agenda in exchange for favorable access to federal funding. MIT is among the first to express forceful views on the plan, either in favor or against it. This is SRN News. A legal battle at a school in New York State. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, is representing a student organization on the campus of University at Buffalo. The school has denied Young Americans for Freedom official recognition and access to funding. This is because YAF will not sign a document agreeing never to sue the school in the future. ADF says, quote, "We are urging the Second Circuit Court of Appeals to recognize the independence student groups have from becoming an extension of the university or student government." Michael Harrington reporting.
A former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the children's section will be paid $700,000 after settling a lawsuit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County in 2023, 2 years into the book dispute at the library in Gillette. The book subjected to in Gillette concluded this book is gay by Juno Dawson and other books as well. This is SRN News. President Trump will travel to the Middle East to attend an official signing of the Gaza ceasefire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The president will first visit Israel before traveling on to Egypt during his upcoming Mideast trip to mark the Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal. He expressed confidence that a ceasefire, which went into effect on Friday, will hold. The president also confirmed that he will deliver an address to the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, and that he expects to meet with leaders from all over the world in Egypt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Guard troops are patrolling in Memphis for the first time as part of President Trump's federal task force. The deployment comes a day after a federal judge in Illinois blocked troop deployment in the Chicago area for at least a couple of weeks. It was unclear today how many Guard members were on the ground in Memphis or were expected to arrive later. In Illinois, two U.S. senators were denied access to an immigration enforcement building. The president is pushing to deploy the Guard in several cities. More details at srnnews.com.